So, Dusty.
Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about... You're from Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about soul food.
Okay, so soul food, actually, it comes from the South. And Philadelphia has a lot of great soul food restaurants. And what soul food is most of it comes from back in slave days. You know, slaves didn't get the really good cuts of the meat or the good parts. They got the kind of leftovers or the thrown away stuff. So
they had to
learn how to make it into something a bit better.
Right.
And so it's just kind of good, hearty eating. Most of it's cooked. It's not really the healthiest food. A lot of it's cooked in butter or fried up in lard.
Right. So what can you give me some examples of like some soul food dishes maybe and what's inside it?
So of course the classic one are things like fried chicken or chitlin. And chitlin is basically like stewed pig intestines of seasoning.
It's tasty.
It's not something I like, but some people enjoy it.
Right.
And then there's also things like collard greens, yams, mashed potatoes, a lot of things you'll see all the time, biscuits. These are all things that are like soul food.
Just curious, does it differ by region? Like, for example, like you're from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. which is further north. Do you get different types of soul food if you go, like, further towards the south, like the Cajun parts, like, let's say, Louisiana or something?
Well, Cajun food's a bit different, but as you travel down south, you start seeing differences. Like, where I was from in the States, we almost never had chitlins in the north, because it's just something that wasn't very appetizing.
Okay.
Or chicken feet is another one.
Wow.
Pig's feet. Food like that just wasn't as popular. But as you go down south, you get back to the roots a bit more, and so you start finding more restaurants that sell these kinds of things.
Interesting.
Yeah, I still can't eat it. Yeah. It's horrible, but...
Interesting. So, like, is there a particular favorite kind of soul food dish that you like?
I still love collard greens. One of the things I've... When I was younger, I didn't like them so much, and as I got older, I enjoyed them. And that's almost like a kind of spinach, basically, but...
Okay.
It's got a bit more flavor. It's a bit spicier.
Wow.
And, yeah, macaroni and cheese I love, of course.
Wow, right on.